Welcome to Step Brother, a Steamy Academy romance web serial with over 1 million reads online. Step Brother is a forbidden enemies-to-lovers romance filled with sports, second chances, and a bad boy. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance. We hope you enjoy.
Chapter 2. Allie. There were many people I hated in this world, and Jace Harbor was literally all of them. Sopping wet clothes, drenched in rainwater, brown hair stuck to my face, I pulled open the front door. "Why the hell didn't you pick me up?" I screamed as soon as I stepped into the damn mansion I lived in now. Water dripped from my soaked jeans and onto the ground, creating a puddle underneath me. That man had absolutely no idea how aggravating he was. All I'd asked for was a ride since my car had broken down. One simple ride. That was all. The house was quiet, and I stormed up the stairs, tracking mud and water on the hardwood floor to his bedroom. I hated Jace. Absolutely hated him. If I had known Mom was dating his dad before they got engaged, I would have screamed at her not to say I do ever. It was the worst decision of my life. Even after a year of living with them, navigating this damn house was harder than a freaking maze. Mom barely visited Dad's grave with me anymore. Harlan tried acting like my father. But what really ticked me off was that I had to see Harlan's son's ugly face every freaking day. At school, at home, at Redwood's football games. After sophomore year, I'd promised never to associate myself with him again. But now, senior year, he was my damn stepbrother. When I made it to Jace's room, I ripped open his closed door, not caring what kind of shit I was interrupting. "I'm going to kill you," I said through clenched teeth as I stared into a bedroom made for a king. Jace was lying back on his gray sheets with Jenny, the science club president, between his legs, his cock all the way down her throat. When she heard me, she jumped up, covering her half-naked body with the sheets and adjusted her glasses. To say I was surprised would be a total exaggeration. I tapped one wet sneaker on the floor. "Leave," I said to her.
"She's staying," Jace said,
not even moving from that position to hide any of his junk. It definitely wasn't impressive. That was what I told myself, at least. I tore my eyes away from him and watched Jenny throw on her clothes and shoes. Jace growled and stood up, pulling on a pair of gray basketball shorts that still hid absolutely nothing. Jenny shuffled out of the room. When she pushed past me, I stepped in the doorframe to block Jace from following her out and crossed my arms over my chest, staring up into those brown eyes. "Why didn't you pick me up?" I asked.
"I'm not in the fucking mood, Allie. Move."
"No," I said, trying to look intimidating, even though I was 5'2", sopping wet, and had glasses that were fogged up and covered in rain droplets. "I walked 5 miles in the pouring rain because my damn phone died and nobody could pick me up." He took a threatening step closer to me.
"That's not my problem."
"Yes, it is," I screamed, throwing my hands into his chest to push him away. "Harlan told me you'd pick me up." He snatched my wrists in one of his large hands and pulled me closer to him.
"I told you that I'm not in the fucking mood. Now move out of my way before I have to move you myself. Unless you want to finish sucking me off."
I blew a breath out of my nose and pushed him away again. "You're disgusting." But I knew that he wasn't kidding. Jace Harbor had a thing for nerdy girls. I'd learned that the hard way 2 years ago, and it was never happening again. He freaking repulsed me. Every time I looked into those brown eyes, watched him ruthlessly slam into another player during one of his football games, saw him lifting in our in-home gym, his biceps flexed and covered in a layer of sweat, I wanted to vomit. "My backpack, my laptop, my books are all ruined because of you." After pausing for a moment, he cracked that infamous smirk of his that had haunted my dreams for the past 2 years.
"I thought you liked being wet," he said, voice terrifyingly low and husky, insinuating more. His words were slurred slightly, and I almost didn't catch on that he had been drinking. I like the rain, idiot, not getting drenched in a downpour.
You sure liked being wet, sophomore.
I slammed my hands into his chest again, not even letting him finish. Can you not? He stepped closer to me, snaking his hand around my throat and pinning me to the wall, like he used to. All those memories came flooding back, and I had to resist the urge to shiver at the thought of everything we used to do together. In the back of his car, late nights after his games, him touching me under the desk in geometry. It was the lowest point in my life. He leaned down slightly, his hot breath in my ear.
Listen to me, Allie.
He strummed his fingers against the side of my neck, and a rush of heat warmed all those sinful parts of me.
The next time you interrupt me when I have a girl over, it's going to be your ass sitting in the bed with me when she leaves, finishing off what she started.
After I gathered all my strength, I pushed him away. Gross, I said in a breathy whisper, afraid that if I spoke any louder, my voice would betray me. I crossed my arms over my chest, wanting to put as much space between us as possible. I hated living with him. It was shit like this every day. Why do you even have a girl over anyway? I asked. What happened to Nicole? Did she decide you were a shitty boyfriend and dump your annoying ass? That smirk disappeared from his face and was replaced with anger and hatred and a tinge of what looked like hurt.
Fuck you,
he said under his breath. He pushed me out into the hall and slammed the door shut. I slapped my palm against it, still seething. This is not over, Jace. And it wasn't over. We weren't over either.
You've reached the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. To get up to 4 weeks additional uncensored content, subscribe to the podcast at reamstories.com/AmeliaRoseAudio. Due to content restrictions, explicit sex scenes will only be available through Ream. But if you'd like to continue listening to my free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.